This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Trump is moving and moving in a big way against the deep state. On Friday in a press conference, he said there should be criminal investigation of Obama and Hillary for their deep state activities trying to overthrow his election. That's called attempted overthrow of the government. It's called high treason. Then Congressman John Ratcliffe did the rounds in the last 2 days on Fox News, you name it, saying there's going to be criminal charges coming for a lot of high-level people. That's a big deal. But how big was it then when Trump, 15 minutes ago, tweeted this out? I am pleased to announce that highly respected Congressman John Ratcliffe of Texas will be nominated by me to the Director of National Intelligence. A former U.S. attorney, John will lead and inspire greatness for the country he loves. Dan Coats, the current director, will be stepping down. Now, the word is Coats helped with the whole ongoing cover-up but lied to Trump's face. It was General Rogers, former head of the NSA, that first warned Trump when he was president-elect. This is beyond bombshell information. And I was already up here 3 hours ago. I don't normally get up here 3 hours for the show. I get ready at home. I was up here 3 hours ago with a whole stack on the fact that Trump is pushing for criminal indictments. Does it mean it's going to happen? Probably. But it means that things are going to heat up big time. Everybody better be frosty and have their fingers crossed and be getting down on their knees to little baby Jesus, because this is a very serious time to be alive. I don't have to tell you that. And we've got clips of what the president's been saying about this and more. He hinted at it, more than hinted. He said there should be basically a criminal investigation into Obama and Hillary in a press conference Friday. Here's part of that.
We want to find out what happened with the last Democrat president. Let's look into Obama the way they've looked at me from day one. They've looked into everything that we've done. They could look into the book deal that President Obama made. Let's subpoena all of his records. Let's subpoena all of the records having to do with Hillary Clinton and all of the nonsense that went on with Clinton and her foundation and everything else. We could do that all day long. Frankly, the Republicans were gentlemen and women. When we had the majority in the House, they didn't do subpoenas all day long. They didn't do what these people have done. What they're doing is a disgrace, so destructive to our country. And I think that's why we're going to take back the House. That's why we're easily going to hold the presidency, and we're going to continue to hold the Senate. And, you know, people don't say, but we picked up 2 seats in the Senate. We went from 51 to 53 in the 18 election. Nobody says it. They talk about the House. And I didn't get to campaign very much for the House. I couldn't, because we were campaigning for the Senate. We almost picked up 5 seats. You know that very well. So it's a disgrace that they're doing it. They're doing it for political reasons. And most of them, many of them, are admitting that. It's politics. And frankly, it's a very sad thing for our country. Yes.
Trump has been surrounded. Trump has been demonized. He's been lied about. He's been obstructed. But he's really getting his heels in now. He's really, his tires are not spinning anymore. They're catching onto the ground here. He's getting real friction and moving forward. The problem is the internet and Facebook and Twitter and YouTube are conservatively, when it comes to politics, hundreds of times bigger than all cable news combined. I mean, routinely, before they banned us, shadow banned us 3 years ago, then totally banned us last year, we had videos with 50 million, 40 million views every week. Average video, million views, is insane. And everybody else had that. It's all gone. More than 200,000. Well, it's worse than that. Did I say 200,000? More than 200 million people on Facebook and Instagram got banned today that follow Trump. He'll never even know about it. It's all coming up.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, history is happening right now. There have been a series of events that have taken place in the last 3 days that are beyond historic. They are bombshells. John Ratcliffe, the congressman from Texas, has been nominated to head up all 17 U.S. intelligence agencies. Coates, who Trump has learned has been working against the restoration of the Republic, a lot of evidence shows, is being removed. And why that is so important is he'll be able to now get into all the files and data on how Trump was illegally spied on. We've already reverse engineered it. It's already come out in federal court. But now all of the crimes of Obama and Hillary illegally spying on candidate Trump, spying on him when he was president-elect, then president, then lying to Congress, it's all coming out. This is huge. And the system is completely freaking out. They are running around like chickens with their heads cut off, just chirping and squeaking and squawking that Trump's a Nazi, all the rest of this, trying to create race riots or something. None of it's working. Numbers show that record numbers of black Americans and Hispanic Americans are supporting Trump. A lot of incredible things are happening. I'm going to run through this segment, the good news. The bad news is Trump has real blind spots. And I was told this by people that know the president well 3 years ago. And I've seen it in his speeches and the speech he gave a few weeks ago at the censorship summit on social media at the White House. And I've seen further statements from him. And, you know, I get, Mr. President, you're 73 and everything, and you don't know how the Internet really works, but I'm going to explain something. In the last 3 days, more accounts have been lost on Facebook and Twitter of your bona fide supporters than you have on both of your Twitters, your Instagram, and everything else. 200 million followers on major accounts. Two of the accounts had 70 million together, 74 million together. One had 40-something million, one 30 million. The sites were getting hundreds of millions of views of your damn videos. You don't think they put you unfiltered on CNN, MSNBC, ABC News, where they only have a million viewers maybe? These little meme channels were bigger than Fox News. But all the little fancy outfits and all the suits and all the consultants and that incestuous douchebag that is the Republican establishment, excuse my French here, they don't want to compete with the Internet. We don't even want the campaign money. We don't even I never got a dime of it. We just don't want to live in a communist country. And I was bigger than Fox News 3 years ago when they shadow banned me. Matt Drudge is still bigger than Fox News because he has his own site that everybody has to go to, which is good. He came here 3 years ago to warn me to emergency get everybody off those sites before I got banned because he talked to a Supreme Court justice that told him it was coming, and they've almost passed a bill. In the House of Representatives right now, bipartisan to give people $30,000 fines for memes. I'm not joking. go straight to jail. Ladies and gentlemen, that's where this country has gone. $15,000 to $30,000 fines. That's the same thing they passed in Europe last year. My listeners thought I was making it up and didn't think it was real. It's the law in Europe. So let's stop right there. I know for Trump, watching Fox News and reading the New York Times and having people show him clips of my show and you know, things like that is how he gets the news. And specifically, if I scream at the president, somehow that gets to him. But the point is that almost everyone else under the age of about 40 communicates over Instagram more than Facebook. And the heads of Instagram resigned last year when they said Zuckerberg's going to censor everybody and going to kill the platform. So I'm going to explain this again. Over 200 million followers. I added it up. When it got reported on Friday at RT, it was over 120 million. Two of the accounts alone, 74 million. That's bigger than your Twitter. Bigger than your Instagram combined, Mr. President. Just two of them are bigger than everybody you're able to reach. And guess what? Little secret was, almost everybody was getting what they got on Instagram. Because Instagram wanted to be big before Facebook bought it a few years ago. And now Facebook is running it into the ground because Facebook buys up everything to kill competition. It's a giant, stinking cartel. So in the second hour, I'm going to stop getting into this now and get into the good news. In the second hour, I'm going to lay all the numbers out. I'm going to lay all the facts out. And I'm going to go over every bit of it. But I see Trump at his White House event going, well, you know, it was rigged in 2016. A lot of dead people voting, a lot of illegals, and a lot of censorship. But I still beat it. I'll just campaign harder. It's your followers there at those campaign events with 50,000 people all streaming it everywhere and putting out videos that get 100 million views, Trump. You've already got the 50,000 people at your rally. You want to use them as a giant media army to jack into everything, which you had. Hillary was arrogant back then. They're not arrogant now. The censorship, Mr. President, we're seeing right now is, I don't know, 50,000 times worse than we saw before. Total shadow banning, down to nothing. We have a Twitter or Facebook account, but no one can see it. Or they go past that with total bans of my name and InfoWars. And now they're saying the word Christian. YouTube's officially sent letters out. We have the letters and videos saying you can have Muslim outreach, but churches can no longer advertise because Christian, what's the word they use? Christian does not follow the terms of service. Unacceptable content. Keyword Christian. We have the official video. Oh, how liberal. Well, they're a private company. They can do what they want. Oh, yeah, that has 90% of the search controls in the world and that is openly saying their top executive over, quote, all new projects. That means she certifies that everything's politically correct and evil. She certifies it instead of don't be evil, that it is evil. And she says on the Veritas video, we're going to make sure he never gets reelected. They're sitting there literally pissing in your face, crapping on us, and we're taking this illegal, un-American cartel crap that China blushes at. Unbelievable. 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 So, Trump is either an idiot, and he's so arrogant, he believes he's Superman, he's doing this all by himself. Hey, Trump, locked up in a jail cell, how are you going to convince people what you're doing is right? I love you, Trump, but it'd be like watching my father slit his own throat. I'm going to stop him. Or watching somebody you love snorting cocaine or something. Listen to me. I watch all your speeches. You're like, well, they are censoring. We're going to have to work harder. Work harder. They've sued me over 30 times. They tried to kill my ass, basically. They're trying to take me off the air. They're taking all your allies off air. They're trying to get Tucker off the air. How much more of this crap are you going to take from these damn bullies who say you're building concentration camps and you're a Nazi? So I'm done talking about this. Next hour, though, I'm tearing into POTUS. Because let me tell you, if he goes down, I'm going to have to leave the country. Because they are coming after me. They're coming after you. I mean, these globalists are crooks. And I've been watching Trump closely, and I've been talking to his advisors, and finally some of my people have gotten meetings with his head campaign guy in Florida, and they're finally getting it some, but not quick enough. We need dramatic action. You've had top computer scientists in front of Congress tell you Google's bragging they're going to steal the election. They can hit one button and do it. So when we come back, that tweet from November 28th of last year, now that no Russia collusion is a proven lie, when do the trials for treason begin? I'll tell you this, too. We're on hundreds of radio stations. Please tell everybody about those great affiliates. And we're on hundreds of TV stations and cable systems. Please, however you're watching, tell folks, hey, the Forbidden Show is on right now. Here it is. And share us via your email and via your text message. They still can't fully censor that, though Facebook owns WhatsApp. And it's censoring people promoting Trump there and InfoWars as well. So they're watching everything you do. Big Brothers. Oh, by the way, London Guardian reported that all the different devices you bring into your house, supposedly are your personal assistants, they're all watching and listening to you have sex and reporting it back.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor, and The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Coming up next segment, every major Democrat out there, from AOC to Joe Biden, has said, let's get physical, let's have a physical war. Coming up next segment, MSNBC tells Democrats, we are at war with unindicted criminal Trump. Just a few days before that, that was Friday. A few days before that, MSNBC said, crush, destroy their supporters. Go out and find them. Wow, what a group of criminals. And there's so much more to get to. But remember Barack Obama? He got $65 million for a book that didn't even sell a couple million dollars. And there's no discussion of that payoff. And the president wants it looked into. But what about all the illegal spying on the president? What about all that? What about the lying to Congress? What about the sellout to China and the sellout to Russia with Uranium One? What about Hillary Serber? What about Obama working with communists and Islamics in Kenya to overthrow his country, where he's from, where his dad's from? I mean, there's so many crimes, funding ISIS, funding Al-Qaeda, that'll make your head spin. And they sit there and, like, go through all of Trump's hundreds of lawyers and hundreds of properties and find somebody didn't pay for their taxis for a decade that owed $5 million, and then that's Trump's fault, no connection to it. And they still can't find any dirt on Trump. But Trump has this corrupt Justice Department that won't go after the Clintons and the Obamas because they all know where the bodies are buried. Well, Trump's finally getting people in that are going to take action. And John Ratcliffe says Attorney General William Barr will deliver justice to any Obama officials who committed crimes. And they go on to say they have all the evidence. They have all the documents. They have all of the admissions. And, oh, guess what? That came out a day ago. Now today, that was on July 27th, on Saturday, he said that. Now on July 28th, Trump says about an hour ago, I am pleased to announce the highly respected Congressman John Ratcliffe of Texas will be nominated by me to be the director of the National Intelligence. These are all 17 agencies and below. A former U.S. attorney, John will lead and inspire greatness for the country he loves. Dan Coats is thrown out on his butt. The president said Dan Coats, the current director, will be leaving office on July 15th. I would like to thank Dan for his great service for our country. The acting director will be named shortly. So Trump's got a prosecutor from the Justice Department who also knows Congress, about to go in there and run the operation out of all 17 agencies, getting a white glove inspection, and then all that being passed on to the Justice Department to dig out the traitors inside the Justice Department that are working with the globalists, the Chi-Coms, and others, the EU, the big central banks, all the robber barons. There'll probably be a few Ruskies in there, too. I've just studied the whole thing. There are some Ruski spies. We've got spies over there, but they do exist. Most of them buy off Democrats, because everybody knows blue cities, blue states are sellouts. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Trump is about to do a major proctology exam on these individuals, and they are going to be fighting back. I said that on Friday when I called into my own show with Owen Schroeder, doing a great job co-hosting, and I say it again today, and this is what President Trump said on Friday. But before we go to that, I want to play what the new nominated head of all of the oversight group that oversees all 17 agencies, the Director of National Intelligence, that has all the oversight power by Congress invested in him, a congressman, now to be the head of that, and a former prosecutor, that's got to scare the hell out of the establishment. So here's John Ratcliffe just yesterday telling you what's coming next.
So, I mean, the fact that you did have others writing the report, and now we see that, do you think people understand that? Andrew Weissman was what, a Hillary Clinton donor? He was at her election party, right?
It's not just Andrew Weissman. Aaron Zebley represented Hillary Clinton's aide that set up the unsecure server and smashed her BlackBerries with a hammer. There were all sorts of folks, again, that were close to the Clinton Foundation. And, you know, so the bias that was involved there, I think, are fair things to talk about. And I think that's why that, in light of the disastrous testimony from Robert Mueller, you know, the Democrats paid a heavy price for bringing a reluctant witness to testify. They overplayed their hand, and they did it in front of the American people on a national television audience, and it was just a train wreck of a week for the Democrats, and it was a great week for Donald Trump because of that. But to your point, Maria, now the things that, that Bob Mueller said he didn't know about and his team clearly didn't look at, those are things that would be fair for Bill Barr and the Department of Justice to look at, because we know that things happened in the Obama administration that haven't been answered. There's been no accountability for that yet.
That's what I want to talk about.
And here's why things are different now. Trump already knows all this stuff. He knew that when Admiral Rogers, head of the NSA, came and told him 3 years ago when he was president-elect. But Trump has to go through the process, and he doesn't violate national security rules, even though he's the president, and is allowed to change them when he wants to. In the executive, that's a very powerful position. But the president is an elected dictator to a certain extent over the executive, unless Congress removes him. But he reportedly works for us to execute. And if he wants to start executing, boy, it'll look really bad for the establishment because they all committed giant crimes believing he'd never get in office. Then once he got in office, they believed, oh, my God, he's got to have some dirt on him. Let's find it and set him up while our Justice Department that we'll keep in charge sends him down the river. But he wasn't corrupt. And now your people are getting taken out of power. And every day that clicks by, you get in a worse position. Here's part of what the president, again, said on Friday at a press conference about it.
We want to find out what happened with the last Democrat president. Let's look into Obama the way they've looked at me from day one. They've looked into everything that we've done. They could look into the book deal that President Obama made. Let's subpoena all of his records. Let's subpoena all of the records having to do with Hillary Clinton and all of the nonsense that went on with Clinton and her foundation and everything else. We could do that all day long. Frankly, the Republicans were gentlemen and women. When we had the majority in the House, they didn't do subpoenas all day long. They didn't do what they what these people have done. What they're doing is a disgrace, so destructive to our country. And I think that's why we're going to take back the House. That's why we're easily going to hold the presidency.
That's good. Except next hour, Mr. President, I'm going to lay out the computer scientists, the head people from DARPA that have been exposing it, the whistleblowers. No, you're not. Because they can clearly get 10, 20 million people to vote and keep others from voting with their algorithms and systems, and they're going to do it. They were so arrogant in 2016, they only implemented part of it. Now they are. We come back. Democrats calling for violence, calling for all-out war, calling for their new world order. It's all coming up. Huge events happening every day. We have entered the fulcrum.
Before I started working at InfoWars, I was not only a fan of Alex Jones and InfoWars.com, but also the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's one product that's offered at InfoWarsStore.com that is the elite of the supplements, and that's DNA Force Plus. Now, I remember when Alex first started talking about this with some of his special guests, telomeres and telomere support with your DNA. And so I started to look into the science and what telomeres were, and how it can improve your health and longevity when you protect your telomeres. So I started looking into DNA Force Plus, but it's expensive. Why? Because it is an elite supplement. And then I started seeing other competitors coming up with competitive supplements for telomere support, and they came and they went. But DNA Force Plus is still there. It is the elite supplement. I get excited when DNA Force Plus is on sale because I know it's expensive. So you should take advantage of 50% off DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Make no mistake, this is the Second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'm going to get into the latest Chi-Com funded, and that's literally who funds it. I'm going to explain all that next segment. Race war garbage. With Elijah Cummings, who runs the district that's in the poorest part of Baltimore, Maryland, where they literally treat the people worse than animals. And then Elijah Cummings will play a video of him breaking down and crying and yelling and screaming at the head of the Border Patrol, the head of ICE, saying you're abusing, you have children crapping in their diapers. That's what kids do, is they crap in their diapers. You change them, you dumb bastard. Excuse me, Lord. Nothing wrong with bastards. I don't want to compare them to Elijah Cummings. They're now saying that Trump is saying that black people are rats. No, Trump was clear as a clear blue sky. He said, stop saying the Border Patrol's doing a terrible job. Clean up your own fetid blue city. We know blue cities by the piles of feces, the homeless, and the rats, and the plague, and the typhus, and the gang banging, and the shooting, and the killing. Well, they've all, even the CNN host, that's coming up next segment, cries when they talk about it and how mean everybody's been to Elijah Cummings saying that black people are rats. Is there no end to how deceptive the Democrats are? We're killing people on the southern border. We're making them drink out of toilets. None of it's true. They're coming and abusing the asylum system. And there's a new video we'll play next segment of the Border Patrol at a checkpoint that is a approved asylum point. I mean, they were about a third of a mile away from the approved point. But in fact, the former head of the Border Patrol said, you come turn yourself in for asylum at an approved point, you get taken into custody and checked, and then it gets reviewed. And most people get to stay here. We're the most wide-open country in the world for that. That turns into killing people. The Border Patrol giving them food, patting kids on the head, loading them on the trucks. They came to us. But now the right wing's all mad, going, oh, my God, you're supposed to, you know, throw them back over the fence. It's the law. We have to change the law. But that video's coming up next segment as well. Of the people show up at the right general sector. You know, there's approved points of entry. And they just let them in. Because they're in 120-degree temperatures. And there's little kids with them. And that's the policy and the law, and they let them in. Now here's footage shot months ago of what people at night pouring across. Most of them men, guns, you name it. It's just insane. So that's all coming up. The Elijah Cummings freaking out. The Border Patrol footage where the people show up in the general right area and they just let them in and pat them on the head. And then the claims that Trump is saying black people are rats. And that'll be a new thing. He doesn't just say that Mexicans are all criminals. He says black people are rats and roaches. Flashback, Bernie Sanders compares Baltimore to a third world country. The rats, the garbage, the collapsing homes, the burning cars. But when Trump says it, yeah, there's the video I want to play right there. That guy crying. I mean, this is all insane. But let me get to this right now. This story is up on Infowars.com. It needs to be shared. MSNBC tells Democrats, we are at war with unindicted criminal Trump. And they say, it's time to stop playing by the rules. Whatever we have to do, we're not going to necessarily play fair. As if the Democrats that founded the KKK ever played fair. They say that the American flag, our first flag, made by Betsy Ross, who was like one of the head abolitionists in the country at the time, you know, the ones that ended slavery worldwide. England was the first to do it. Came out of England. Abolitionism spread here. They call that a slave flag. Again, it's an upside-down world, ladies and gentlemen. And so that's how they operate. So let's go ahead and play this incredible clip of where they say, we're going to start cheating. Oh, like you started breathing? And I love Donnie Deutsch or whatever his stupid name is. I mean, what a punk, man. Trump will never be elected. Trump will be out in 6 months. All of it alone. These people, by the way, have almost no ratings. Their average show has 200,000 viewers. Before they shadow banned me off Facebook and Twitter, my average live video had 2 million views. Hillary lost, they shadow banned me. Average video had 100,000 views. Then they totally banned me. Because you can't compete, you schmucks. No one wants to watch you, Donnie douche. No one wants to hear you. Everyone hates you except the few mental patients that watch your show or people tuning in to get the talking points to go out and lie. So here he is.
And what you said in a couple of minutes yesterday, to me, is the most important thing that's ever been said on this show.
He's almost like a joke.
And that we are at war. It is time for the Democrats to wake up. We are playing against cheaters and liars or stealers. And with all due respect,
Back it up 10 seconds. You've been at war with this country. You're the globalist. You're on the Chi-Com payroll. Hollywood's owned by the Chi-Coms. MSNBC's parent company has billions of Chinese money coming in. The new Tom Cruise movie coming out, covered up Japanese and Taiwanese flags in it, Top Gun 2. You're a foreign enemy. You are the enemy, boy. And you're just, it's time for us to say we're at war with Trump. You mean America, you scumbag. Here he is.
To wake up. We are playing against cheaters and liars or stealers. And with all due respect to Michelle Obama, when they go high, when they go low, we got to do whatever we have to do. We actually have a government led by Moscovich and criminal Trump. Oh, by the way, we're going to call him unindicted criminal Trump now because in two instances, he has been an unindicted criminal. So I know in regular, when you're playing fair, you're supposed to call him President Trump. Just like we're going to call him Moscovich, we're going to call him criminal Trump. And another message for the Democrats, it is time to move forward. There are two takeaways from Mueller that we're going to use as we go to war. Number one, the president broke the law, and when he's out of office, he can go and will go to jail. And number two, we are vulnerable with our election systems. That's our two things. We may not have won the battle of impeachment, but we're going to win the war of putting him in jail, whatever we have to do. And we're not going to necessarily play fair. And for all the intellectuals out there whose hair is going to go on fire, but we're becoming like them, we're becoming like them. We cannot lose the next election. We will go back 50 years.
But that's the problem, is that they've been cheating all along. And now Google and all of them are 200 million accounts on Facebook and Instagram that supported the president, all annihilated. 200 million. I went and counted them up. It was reported on Friday. It was like 120 million. It's 200 million today. As of 3 hours ago, I spent 30 minutes going through and checking all these accounts and looking and adding the numbers up on a calculator, on a big old fat business calculator. And I shot an emergency report to the president. 200 million followers that followed his pro accounts on Twitter. On Facebook and on Instagram, gone. But listen, all of you watching on local TV stations, all of you listening on the internet, all of you at Infowars.com and Newswars.com, you can overpower them today. Pick up the phone, call 10 people and say they're censoring nationalists and conservatives. They're pulling down American flags. They're saying we shouldn't have American flags on campuses. Major universities are saying don't say America or American. It's the new N-word. And they're saying we can't have Alex Jones. He's at Infowars.com/show. He's at Newswars.com. You're not going to stop the American people or anybody around the world from what they want to listen and what they want to hear, because we built our own TV network. We have our satellite feeds. We have our crew. And we're standing strong against this when everybody else is going to be off the air before the election unless Trump does something. My God, they're calling for violent war. They're saying shut everyone up and we put up with these thugs, these gangsters.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones. That's where the next adventure against tyranny begins. That's where I'm going to be posting exclusive content 7 days a week in the fight for human freedom worldwide. That's where people that are at the third tier will get a free special edition t-shirt and more. Subscribestar, Alex Jones. Search it today. It's a super hot site. It's pro-freedom. It's pro-free speech. It's exploding right now, and we're very excited to be involved at Subscribestar. So be sure and join me at Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones for the next level of the human revolution against tyranny. When you subscribe today, you will see information, you will see videos, you will see articles, you will see documents you won't see anywhere else at subscribestar.com/Alex Jones. So subscribe today for exclusive content nowhere else on the World Wide Web. Subscribestar.com/Alex Jones.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fast in this segment because we're so jam-packed. I'm Alex Jones. We're live. It's Sunday, July 28, 2019. Hour number one's almost done. But this is the most important segment of the hour. Elijah Cummings is an authoritarian bully, a monster, as Trump has said. He's a mob boss that runs Baltimore, Maryland as a king for decades. It's well known. Trump's right about that. When he calls Psycho Joe Scarborough a psycho, it's because a dead intern was found with the brains bashed out in his office. When he calls Sleepy Joe sleepy, it's because he's always falling asleep. When he calls Hillary crooked, it's because she's crooked. Low energy Jeb, he's got low energy. Now, there have been, in the last 3 years since Trump got in, hundreds of videos shot inside by AP, Reuters, you name it, of how nice these facilities are. Sand volleyball courts. We didn't have that when I was in high school. Soccer courts. Xbox. Three meals a day. All the snacks you can eat. You can watch the reports that AP reports ICE detention centers more like summer camp than concentration camps. Here's CNS News, exclusive video. Tour of ICE detention facility, Xbox, soccer, free phone calls, and lawyers. And that's because Elijah Cummings keeps saying that they're torturing kids, that kids are dying, that they're crapping in their diapers, which is what kids do, when it's totally overwhelmed, so they put the men in the outside tents and the unaccompanied women and children in really nice facilities that are bankrupting our country. And people are pouring in, wanting asylum, trying to get in. And we've got to vet them and see who they are. Ellis Island used to keep you 6 months. We keep you 2 weeks. We have the most open catch and release the world's ever seen. Trump wants that law changed to stop this flood. But they turn it into concentration camps, drinking out of toilets, people dying. Here's Elijah Cummings flipping out one of the heads of ICE, and then that's what Trump responded to, just saying, man, take care of Baltimore, dude. It's literally, Orkin says it's what the number two most rat-infested city in the country. And just boarded up, abandoned buildings everywhere. It's as bad as Detroit in many areas. Oh, but instead of taking responsibility for another blue city being a cesspit, oh, you mean black people are rats. And that's the CNN clips. There's so many clips I can't get to them all. CNN reporters crying. I mean, this is just insane. But let's go to Elijah Cummings flipping out. Here it is.
American.
When we hear about stories coming out from you and your agency that everything is pretty good and you're doing a great job, I guess you feel like you're doing a great job, right? Is that what you're saying?
We're doing our level best in a very challenging.
What does that mean? What does that mean when a child is sitting in their own feces, can't take a shower? Come on, man. What's that about? None of us would have our children in that position. They are human beings. It's not the deed that you do to a child. It's the memory. It's the memory.
Spoken like an expert.
We are the United States of America. We are the greatest country in the world. We are the ones that can go anywhere in the world and save people. Make sure that they have diapers. Make sure that they have toothbrushes.
God,
make sure that they're not laying around defecating in some silver paper.
Some silver paper. And they use a few cage photos from Obama's era. Other countries, they put you in a cage or they shoot your ass trying to come in. Here we kiss your ass, and this bitching, whining, phony, this poverty pimp, is worth hundreds of millions of dollars since he swindles his way into Congress. And you've got these places all falling apart, everywhere Democrats are in control. Way, 100 times worse than these ICE facilities, literally. And then they turn around and tell us we're bad. Now, here's a two-minute compilation from AP Reports and others. If you're a TV viewer, it's very powerful. It's up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com showing even AP saying these are like summer camps. British News saying these are like summer camps. And then we release 90% of the people, other folks that are bank robbers, rapists that we've got in the system. We send their ass back. And we got to pay that money. But Cummings says we're torturing people in concentration camps. Well, here's the good news, Cummings. Nobody wants to get in your district. Nobody wants to get in a blue district. Here it is.
The United States is running concentration camps on our southern border. And that is exactly what they are.
Two pairs of bunk beds in each bedroom and the living room.
They are concentration camps.
HHS provides the teens with 6 hours daily classroom instruction, access to arts and crafts, 3 meals a day and snacks, access to call centers to reconnect with family, then legal services. And, as the contractor running the holding facility describes, most importantly, they provide playtime.
Is it school's sports day? Summer camp? With freshly made beds, eat-all-you-can buffet, and the inevitable video games?
The fact that concentration camps are now an institutionalized practice in the home of the free is extraordinarily disturbing.
Raise your hand if your government plan would provide coverage for undocumented immigrants.
Some protesters replaced three flags at the front of the facility with a Mexican flag and an upside-down U.S. flag spray-painted with abolish ICE.
You are more concerned with a f***ing piece of cloth than people who are locked in cages, children, right in front of you.
You know that flag and those troops?
I don't get that.
There were American flags hanging all over these facilities. That children being separated from their parents in front of an American flag.
Mr. Speaker, we do have a crisis at our border. It is one of morality. As we have seen this current strategy unfold, intentional and cruelly created by the Trump administration.
If you're not happy here, then you can leave.
White supremacist! White supremacist!
White supremacist. What you really mean is you're anti-white, you're super racist, but you want to be in a country founded by Europeans with Christian values, not where there's open sewage and death and thousands of murders per town a year. There's a lot of great people of every race, color, and creed. They want to come here to be Americans? That's great. You want to come here and say it sucks and jump around on Molly or whatever it is that lady's on? Where they took down the American flag, ran up a Mexican flag, and the city council helped do it in Colorado? In Aurora? Look at this. Now, look, the Border Patrol follows the law. They follow the current law. They're working all the time. It's a horrible job. KOLD 13 News showed what happened as asylum seekers showed up at the El Paso border sector. They came right up the open area where there's no fence to officially show up where you ask for asylum. They did what you're supposed to do. 90% get released. Most never show up to the hearing. And they were, in minutes, given water and food and medicine and checked and processed. And the right wing spun it. Look, Trump's doing nothing. It's wide open. You've seen the former head chief last week I heard. They were saying, you make kids drink out of toilets. You kill kids. And he blew up. He said, I've been there in the 18-wheelers. You open them up. There's 20, 30 dead people and kids clutching their parents' arms and the smell of those coyotes that killed them for no reason. Don't you tell me I'm killing kids, you damn liar. You show up at the checkpoint area, they bring you in, and you're not a criminal, you're in the country. And these damn liars sit up there. Here, let's roll the video that's all over the news of, oh, look, they're letting everybody in. Why do you think the other folks show up illegally? Because they're smuggling drugs, because they've got kids that aren't theirs, because they got Democrats telling them, don't come in the normal way, come to us so you're undocumented so we can suck off of you. Go ahead and roll the audio and video. The media spun this. Look, they're helping them up a hill. No, that's the opening to it. That's the space. That's where people are supposed to come to it. See, that's the third of a mile from the main checkpoint. They were waving at them as they came across. They weren't running. They let them in. That's the law, not the Border Patrol. You like the TSA sticking your hands down your pants while the border's open and while we pour in Islamists? I agree. Don't blame them. Blame Congress. But then Elijah Cummings. I never even had time to get to these clips, but and I said I was going to get into Trump and the censorship, but I've got to get into these clips. CNN saying that Trump's calling blacks rats. When he said, you got to take care of your people and clean all that crap up and... Like Trump's really trying to actually get funding into those areas. And this evil person says it's better to have rats than be a rat. But first, I'm going to play in the next 5 minutes. Some stations don't carry it, that no man's land. The new nominee to head up the Office of National Intelligence that is going to go after the deep state Obama people and remove them. Former Justice Department prosecutor, member of Congress, Mr. Ratcliffe. We're going to play that. Don't forget in this little 30 seconds. Without you, we won't be on air. Infowarsstore.com. Get a Betsy Ross limited edition America's Back, These Colors Don't Run t-shirt. Those are selling out. And 50% off DNA Force Plus and Brain Force Plus and Supernova Vitality. That's how you fund us. Thank you all for the support, but these are amazing products. Just like our information is game-changing, our products are incredible. Infowarsstore.com or InfowarsLife.com. Picks right to the supplements. They'll be back with hour number two on the live Sunday broadcast.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.